Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 12th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. eBay announced Tuesday it will allow the sale of non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, on its platforms. Sellers will need to meet certain standards to be approved to sell NFTs, but eBay hopes to broaden availability over the coming months. The Connectivity Standards Alliance, made up of hundreds of device manufacturers, including Apple, Amazon, Google, and Samsung, announced the Open Smart Home Standard, known as Project Connected Home over IP, or CHIP, has been rebranded as Matter. Devices with Matter branding will go on sale by late 2021. OnePlus co-founder Carl Pei's tech startup Nothing said in a blog post it's set to debut its wireless earbuds, the Ear One, in June. Price and specs are still unknown, but Nothing shared an illustration that appears to be a silhouette of the earbuds with an AirPod-esque stem. Nothing's earbuds were designed in partnership with Teenage Engineering, and a concept render from March showed off transparent materials. Smart device maker Wyze announced the Wyze Buds Pro, a $60 pair of wireless earbuds with active noise cancellation and a wireless charging case. They're available for pre-order now, shipping in July, with Wyze saying on Twitter a non-Pro Wyze Buds are also planned. Amazon updated the Echo Show 8, which now features the same 13-megapixel sensor as the Show 10, with the ability to digitally pan and zoom to follow users, supports AR features, and offers a new octa-core processor for the same $129.99 price. The Echo Show 5 was also refreshed, now offering a 2-megapixel front camera with a lower $84.99 price, with a kids edition available for $10 more, with different rear fabrics and a 2-year warranty. Samsung and Lenovo issued statements to Reuters that the companies will not attend Mobile World Congress in person when the event takes place in Barcelona, but both companies will still take part virtually. Mobile World Congress runs from June 28th to July 1st. Reuters sources say production at a Foxconn plant in Tamil Nadu, India, which produces iPhones for the domestic market, has declined by more than 50% because workers were absent due to COVID-19. TrendForce reduced its smartphone production growth forecast from 9.4% to 8.5%, citing the impact of India's shutdowns. The UK introduced the Online Safety Bill, which would fine social media companies 10% of turnover or £18 million for failure to remove online abuses and illegal content. It would also allow for criminal prosecution of senior managers and potential blocking of sites by regulator Ofcom. The bill also requires companies to protect overall freedom of expression and reinstate unfairly removed material. Belgian security researcher Matthew Van Hoof published details of so-called Wi-Fi frag attacks, which use several vulnerabilities in the Wi-Fi standard to inject plain text frames or malicious code into a protected Wi-Fi network, although these attacks require user interaction or uncommon network settings. Some of these bugs were in the standard that date back to 1997, with Van Hoof disclosing the bugs to the Wi-Fi Alliance, and many patches from Microsoft, for the Linux kernel, and other network vendors have already rolled out or have been announced. GitHub added support for physical security keys when using Git over SSH, which lets developers send push, fetch, and pull requests remotely. GitHub previously allowed passwords, personal access tokens, or an SSH key to access Git over SSH, but plans to remove support for passwords later this year, saying they're a consistent source of account security challenges. Volkswagen says its ID. Buzz vans, capable of level 4 autonomous driving, will be ready for commercial transport of goods and passengers by 2025. The company has been testing its Argo AI self-driving system on ID. Buzz prototypes in 6 U.S. locations, with plans to expand into Munich, Germany, and Pennsylvania later this year. Xiaomi and the U.S. Defense Department reached an agreement to remove Xiaomi from a list of firms barred from U.S. investment. The Defense Department put Xiaomi on the list earlier this year, claiming it was a supplier for the Chinese military, although U.S. District Judge Rudolph Contreras issued an initial injunction on the order in March as part of a Xiaomi lawsuit. TCL provided pricing information on its XL collection of 85-inch TVs previously announced at CES. The 4K 4 Series TV is currently on sale for $1,600, and the QLED 85R745 model with full-array local dimming and Dolby Vision HDR support is $3,000, shipping in the coming weeks. TCL also announced it will launch an 8K mini LED 85-inch TV later this year, although exact pricing and availability were not announced. And finally, YouTube plans to launch a $100 million fund to pay popular creators on its recently launched Shorts platform in the coming months, with plans to fund content through 2022. On Alphabet's latest earnings call, CEO Sundar Pichai said Shorts received 6.5 billion daily views globally. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.